This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth more than 1.22 lakh crore rupees in Banswara, Rajasthan. He laid the foundation of the Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project at Napla near the Mahi Dam. The project, with an investment of around 42,000 crore rupees, will include four nuclear power units of 700 megawatt capacity each. The Prime Minister also dedicated and launched several projects in the fields of solar energy, drinking water, healthcare, infrastructure and national highways, amounting to thousands of crores of rupees. Additionally, he flagged off three new railway services in the state. Addressing a large public gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted that across various states, power projects worth over 90,000 crore rupees were being launched simultaneously, demonstrating that India is moving ahead at the speed of electricity, with every region contributing to this growth.
आज राजस्थान, मध्य प्रदेश, आंध्र प्रदेश, कर्नाटका और महाराष्ट्र में 90,000 करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा के बिजली प्रोजेक्ट शुरू हुए हैं। यहाँ राजस्थान में भी क्लीन एनर्जी प्रोजेक्ट और ट्रांसमिशन लाइन की आधारशिला रखी गई है। बांसवाड़ा में राजस्थान एटॉमिक पावर प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास हुआ है। यहाँ सोलर एनर्जी प्रोजेक्ट का उद्घाटन भी हुआ है। यानी सोलर ऊर्जा से लेकर परमाणु ऊर्जा तक देश अपनी बिजली उत्पादन क्षमता को नई ऊंचाई तक लेकर जा रहा है.
Speaking about recent GST reforms, the Prime Minister said everyday essentials had become cheaper, reducing household expenses. Reiterating his call for Atmanirbhar Bharat, Mr. Modi urged citizens to buy and promote Swadeshi products. Earlier today, the Prime Minister inaugurated the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in Greater Noida. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, despite global disruptions and uncertainty, India's growth remains remarkable. India has carried out the successful launch of the intermediate range Agni Prime missile from a rail-based mobile launcher system. This next-generation missile is designed to cover a range of up to 2,000 kilometers and is equipped with various advanced features. The first of its kind launch was carried out from specially designed rail-based mobile launcher, which can move on the rail network without any preconditions, allowing the user to have a cross-country mobility and launch within a short reaction time with reduced visibility. The Defence Ministry has signed a contract with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for procurement of 97 light combat aircraft Mark 1A for the Indian Air Force, worth over 62,000 crore rupees. This includes 68 fighters and 29 twin-seater aircraft, along with associated equipment for the Indian Air Force. The delivery of these aircraft will commence during 2027-28 and be completed over a period of 6 years. The production is expected to generate over 11,000 direct and indirect jobs per year for a duration of 6 years, giving a major boost to the domestic aerospace ecosystem. The BJP today appointed Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan as the party's election in charge for the upcoming Bihar Assembly polls. The party also appointed Union Minister C.R. Patil and Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya as co-in charge for the election. In ISSF Junior World Cup 2025, Indian shooters today clinched all three podium spots in the women's 50-meter prone event at the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi. Anushka Thakur won the gold medal in the women's 50-meter prone rifle shooting event, edging out compatriot Anshika, who got the silver. Adya Agrawal claimed the bronze medal. In the men's event, India's Dipendra Singh Shekhawat narrowly missed the gold to shooter Kamil Nuriakhimtov, who finished with 1 point more. Rohit Kanyan won the bronze medal. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has officially filed a complaint against Pakistani cricketer Sahibzada Farhan and Harish Rauf for their inappropriate actions during the Asia Cup's Super 4 encounter on September the 21st. And with that, we end this news bulletin.